Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, August 8. Coming up, increasing need for intellectual property rights in agriculture, strategic review of Jamaica Agricultural Society underway, and country urged to reflect on the economic value of Jamaican culture. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Mike Henry, has underscored the need for greater focus on intellectual property rights in the agriculture sector. Mr. Henry says this will ensure that locally developed crop and livestock strains, as well as agricultural products and resources, are not used to fuel the growth of foreign economies at the expense of the hard work of Jamaican agriculturalists.
Therefore, I don't see Jamaica ginger ale becoming Canadian ginger ale and then just ginger ale, while our ginger is not being capitalized on.
Minister Henry was speaking at the recently concluded Denmi Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon. In the meantime, the minister says he will be working with the incoming president of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Lenworth Fulton, and outgoing president Norman Grant to ensure Denmi becomes an agro-science park. He says the park will be a reflection of the nation's rich history in the sector, highlighting the commitment of farmers. Outgoing president of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS Norman Grant, says the entity is working to conclude a strategic review of its leadership. Mr. Grant says the review aims to provide a clear framework for creating an economically profitable and transformational infrastructure for the JAS.
Whether we go to the direction of NGOs or limited liability company, I think it's about time for us to build capacity within our commodities, within the parish associations, and ensure that there is a vehicle that can run divisional agriculture in a very dynamic way.
Norman Grant was speaking at the recently concluded Denmi Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon. In the meantime, the outgoing president says the entity's assets now total some $529 billion, moving from $175 billion in 2003. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaicans to reflect on the economic potential of the country's various artistic and cultural creations, this in order to fully reap its benefits.
In reflecting on over 56 years, one of the things that we can be proud of is the culture that we have given to the world, the music that we have given to the world. But I think now we must also start to think. So it's not just a celebration, but a cerebration, a process of thinking about what it is that we have contributed to the world and how we are going to secure our own economic benefit from that culture.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Grand Gala event at the National Stadium on Monday, where three Jamaican artists, Damian Jr. Gong Marley, Richie Stevens and Stranger Cole, were awarded for their outstanding contribution to the promotion of Jamaican music and culture. Meanwhile, Mr. Holness also hinted at the possible establishment of a reggae institute to help maximize the economic outturns from Jamaica's indigenous culture. In the meantime, Prime Minister Holness has commended Culture Minister Olivia Grange and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, on the execution of a successful Independence Grand Gala. Approximately 1,000 young people from 20 communities across Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine participated in the event held at the National Stadium, which was filled to capacity. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the gala met its objective of offering a unique display of the festival. Festival economy.
This year, it wasn't just about performances. There was a message in the music, a message in the movements, and a message in song.
The Independence Day Grand Gala was held under the theme Jamaica 56, One Love, One Family. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.